Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Beis, and the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting a few lines down in Daf Beis. So we learned in the Mishnah that there's an Isser that the Mishnah brings. Do you now plow a Sde Ilon, a field of trees, from Shavuos? You're not allowed to plow before Shemitah. Says the Gemara, V'lama Adatzer. So what's the reason you now plow from Shavuos? Says the Gemara, Adkan Uyo Filipri. Until Shavuos, when you plow, it's good for the fruit. If you plow after Shavuos, it just ruins the fruits. So why would one want to plow? Because it benefits the field for the year of Shemitah. So it's done for Shemitah. So that's why Chachomim said not to do it. It says more about Taninon. We learned also, Echot Ilan Srak ve'echot Ilan Machol. We spoke about both trees. Trees that bear fruits and trees that don't bear fruits. If you're saying that it ruins the fruits, what are you going to say about Ilan Srak? It doesn't have fruits at all. It says, meaning, until Shavuos, by plowing, it does thicken the trunk of the tree. Even though it's Ilan Srak, there's a benefit for the tree. But from here on, it just ruins the tree. It says the Gemara, we're using here the Girsa of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Goyim. He knows it ruins the tree. Meaning, why is he doing it if it ruins the tree? He's doing it to benefit the land on the next year, the year of Shemitah. And that's the reason we said it's Asur. The Mishnah concluded and said that according to Re'elu, that Becham and Basil are very close to each other. Becham says you measure based on the fruits. Basil says you have a fixed time, which is Shavuos. Says more, why don't we say this is a kula bichama? Because according to bichama, you could plow even after Shavuos until as long as it's good for the fruits. According to Basil, you could plow only until Shavuos. So that's one of the cases where bichama lekulo and Basil lechumro, it should be included in the list of things that bichama go lekulo, which is rare. Says more, pamim she'ein ekshoy mitzoyim. Many times there's not enough rain. Ve'ein aleicha mitzoya. They don't have enough moist in the fruits. And then what? We're using here the Girsa of Reb Chaim. Ve'ein osid lachoish kodim la'atzeres kedivri b'chamay u'b'sil oimim ad atzeres. If you go based on the level of the readiness of the fruits, so some years when there's not enough rain and there's not enough moist in the fruits, the time which you have to stop plowing is even before Shavuos. Because whenever it's not beneficial for the fruits, you have to stop plowing kodim b'chamay. So there will be times that Bichamai are more machmir than Bisil. According to Bisil, you always can do until Shavuos, regardless of the level of the fruits. According to Bichamai, it depends. If the fruits are very juicy, you can continue plowing even after Shavuos. If they're not, if it's very dry, a dry year, so then you have to stop even before Shavuos. So that's why sometimes Bichamai lechumro and sometimes or the kulo, that's why it's not listed in that Mishnah. Halacha Beis says the Mishnah, Ezuz de'ailon. What's the definition of a tree field, a field of trees? What is it? Kol shloisha ilonos lebeiseo. So beiseo, as we saw in previous Masechtas, is a 50 amo by 50 amo field. If you have three trees in that field, then this entire field is considered to be a zde ilon, and it has the halachas of zde ilon that you can plow until Shavuos. Continues the Mishnah that beiseo and beis. Imriuim lasois kikar develo shlishishi mone beitaki. There's another condition, that each one of these trees is able to do enough fruits the size of a kikar dvelo. So that's the amount of dvelo of fruit that is worth 60 money using the Italian currency. So if you're able to do that amount of fruits, and you have three trees that are able to do that, so then you can plow the entire field until Shavuos. Chorshim kol beiseo bishvilon, you can plow the entire field. Pochas v'kan, if they have less trees or less fruits, en chorshim lahem ele miloi ha'oire v'saloi chutzoloi. So if not, you can only plow around the tree. What's the amount around the tree? The amount you have oire. Oire is the one who cuts out the fruits from the tree. He's called the oire. The oire v'saloi, him in his basket. And the shear is, Reb Chaim puts out four amas, meaning four amas around the tree, you could plow for the tree, but not more than that. You can't do the entire field. A person goes and buys three trees in the field of his friend. So the following halacha applies. As the Mishnah is going to tell us, when you buy three trees, you buy also the land around it. So the Mishnah tells us the following. Rechoikim, if it's far away, the trees, they cannot be further than what? Mato eser lebeiseo. Let 10 trees go in a beiseo. Beiseo, again, is 50 by 50. If you have, when you have 10 trees in a beiseo, further away from each other as much as possible, that's the largest distance you can have between these three trees. How much is that distance? Reb Chaim tells us it's a little more than 18 amah. So if the trees are a little more than 18 amah or less, so then it's fine. Then you don't have a pro- then they're considered to be together. Kruivim, when they're close to each other. Kedishia bokor oiver bekelov. So the amount is that there's you're able to have an axe going with the kli, with the plowing machine, around the trees. If you're able to do that, and it's not closer than that, so then kono karka shetachteim, karka shebineim, shechutz aleim meloya oyer v'salei. So then you got the land beneath the trees, you got the land between the trees, and around them are the amount of oyer v'salei. Oyer v'salei is the amount, the one who's taking off the fruits from the tree and his basket. Meaning what? If the distance between the trees is not more than a little more than 18 amah, and not less than the amount it takes for an axe to go around with the plowing machine, so then this is considered to be that they are together. If the distance is larger, so it's every tree is individually standing. If they're too close, you can't have an axe going around, so the oymid liyoker, you're going to come take them out. It's not sustainable. But if they have the distance, that exact distance in between, so then you get all that land beneath the tree, between the trees, and around the trees, mila oyer v'sale. Says the Gemara, there's another condition. Rav Omar ba'asuyim tzuvo, or tzoivar, which means a triangle shape. The three trees are not in one line. They have two trees, and one next to each other, and one in front of them between them. So they create that triangle that makes here one big field. But if it's one line, you don't have a connection between the three trees. Shmuel Omar by Suim Shura. Shmuel says, no, even if it's one straight line, it's still considered to be one field and they connect together. The Gemara here is going to continue on to say, that condition that we have when someone purchases a field, does that apply to our Mishnah, where we talk about Shemitah, and that will be what the Gemara is going to speak about in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shvi's daf base.